It is very imposing.
It's true. Hello.
Ah.
And welcome to us talking about the Dragon Ball Z card game. That's the theme song.
That's the other theme song.
My name is Dustin Morbido.
Hi, Dustin.
Lorraine Morbido is here.
Hello.
Phil McGrath is here.
Hi.
Kyle McGrath is here.
Hello.
There are new cards coming out, and also some tournaments have happened.
Including the best one ever.
Yeah. So first off at the top,
we're in Michigan.
Damn straight. We had our regional like
two weeks
ago, I suppose.
Yeah, we
at
did.
This point.
8 days.
It went off pretty well. I'm
just,
glad.
No, not two. It was last weekend.
8 days ago.
Never mind. I don't know why I said two.
Last Saturday.
It's been so long.
Between it feels longer somehow. Yeah,
that day felt
we
like a week.
We did have Memorial Day in between.
Yeah.
And no, Labor Day. I always
yeah,
think
and we've been
that
really busy. Yeah, I say that yeah. Weekend, whole weekend, even after that, we were doing a lot of stuff. So I think that's just like, I got lost
Sunday?
In the... We just kind of hung out.
We were just dead Sunday. Oh, that's right, when we had... Oh, that's when Preston...
Yeah, anyway. Yeah, we had a couple people come in from out of town specifically to hang out and play in the tournament. Obviously, a ton of other people showed up at the store to play.
It was great.
Yeah, there's a bunch of cool folks showed up.
Kyle
the event
made some
itself
beautiful
went off
prizes.
Pretty well.
Yeah, I was gonna say I'm impressed and a little surprised how well everything went off. Like there were
nothing
no,
bad happened.
There were no delays. Nothing bad happened. The AC functioned fine.
Bathrooms were well kept.
Uh huh. And like it finished fairly quickly, and no one had a single negative thing to say about it. So which surprises me just because it's hard to have a tournament held at that level. But also doesn't surprise me that much because we never have any problems at our locals or our 1Ks.
I wasn't expecting anything to go wrong.
Yeah, and that's what I told Jason going into it. Like, we've never had people trying to cheat or people trying to start fist fights. Or,
for sure. And yeah, we're certainly not a majority of the total players that played, but there were quite a few people there who are just like maybe like a quarter or two, like approaching a third,
like 30, a third,
of the players in the event were people who just are around and like we all play at that store together.
Yeah.
Right, exactly.
Everybody did a good job on stream.
Hell yeah.
We were
yeah,
there for the tail end of it a little bit, but obviously Lorraine and Frisco and Alec were
that
holding down the fort for the majority of the day.
I went back and rewatched that, and it was very watchable and entertaining.
Yay!
Yeah. I'm glad they exist in perpetuity now.
Yes.
Because like, I still regret that we missed that first one. Whichever was the first tournament we streamed, we were never able to get that archive.
Oh, that's right.
It was on the other Twitch channel that we didn't have access to.
That's right, it was on the Eternal one.
Yeah, and Mike hadn't. There was just, I think, around the time you had to flip a setting on Twitch to have it archived, and then he just forgot to do that, and, you know, that happens.
Yeah, that
luckily, we've got it for
the
tournament
that
matters.
Brian
so.
And I did, I'm pretty sure. And then
that sounds
right. The one that me and you did, Kyle, got saved.
Exists, we have that.
And then I did one with, what was
the third one, Kay? I don't remember.
It was just kind of like whoever was around, I think.
Well, I can't remember his name now. What was his name?
I don't know.
I feel terrible.
But anyway, no, it was a good event. It was a lot of fun. Everybody seemed to be digging it, like Phil said, which was really cool. And I hope we get one next year.
Yes,
I'm pretty sure.
I would be glad
lot,
to do
even,
it all over again.
Even like the out of state people said they would be very upset if we don't get another regional.
Home run.
And again, that's
basically
the highest.
It was a home run.
Yeah, the highest praise you can get is like, I'd do that in a second time.
I heard,
come
even,
back and do another one of those.
Even at the event, everyone was like, this is a great event. Mm-hmm.
And still, I think the, like I said, the ultimate goal, first and foremost of any of these, should be that just in general, people have a good time.
Because,
you know, tons of people are going to show up. Most of them just mathematically aren't going to do well. It's just the not that many people make top cut, and even out of the and even out of the ones that do, you know, only a couple get invites, and a couple more get like a
points.
Little bit of money that most of the players aren't interested in. But
Justin
as long as
and
people
I got
have
our checks,
as long as $50 richer thanks to Chicago.
Yep.
Another extremely well run event.
Those two are going to be remembered. I think as the. The buttery, silkiest, smoothest ones of the year, I think.
Yeah, Chicago.
And then the Chicago's
on point.
Trash fire of Kentucky.
I mean,
we don't want to talk about that.
Yeah, enough said about that.
Far beyond the controls of anyone actually running the
event.
No
need to kick a dead horse.
Nope.
And also, we weren't physically there, so we have
no
on-site impressions.
Hating at it from afar.
Yeah. It's fun to throw more paper into the trash fire.
Sure.
But no, yeah.
I hope they get another tournament next year,
oh,
too.
Oh, yeah, because
the state of Kentucky, for sure.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Last year's Kentucky tournament was fine.
I bet the state will.
Better than that one.
Maybe that venue won't. But again, you know, these things happen, so I wasn't there. I'm not going to pass judgment.
Mm-hmm. They have a good scene.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
and it's a good location.
Yeah, it's a very central location for a lot of different people.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it was a good time. Like I said, people seem to have fun, and that's the number one goal. So, like, most players leave with at least a positive experience, and I still had nothing but positive experiences with the players I fought.
Yeah.
Like, there was no...
Nobody pissed me off.
Yeah, nobody was playing like a shitter or anything like that. And that's still, like, if you can get that out of a day, then, like, your tournament couldn't have been that bad.
Right, yeah.
Even when we had that really big play error
by
Michigan's own Tyler in the stream match.
Whoops.
Like, the two guys, like, they're like, I don't want this to end this way. Like, that's terrible.
Right, yeah.
And
I mean, not to hate on, like, what Jason Toro did eventually to rectify the situation, I don't think that could have been saved.
Yeah. No, there's nothing they could have.
The saving grace for that, what happened is I don't remember, who was he playing against?
I don't remember his name.
Ah, sorry, it was a Broly deck, but
yeah,
that player won.
Yeah,
the right person eventually won. And
Tyler Brown.
Yeah, okay. And they did have, thank you, Lorraine. He did have the option to just take the win if he had wanted it.
I don't like that from a judging perspective. You don't want to put that kind of power in the player's hands because they can't help but feel crappy about that.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
And the judge just needs to, you lose.
Sorry.
Take it on themselves. Yeah, exactly. I get that too.
I think part of it was they wanted to keep playing.
Right, and as a player, you can say, don't end this game, you want to keep playing. And they both agreed to it, and that's fine. I have no problem with that, but...
Right.
Like, the issue for it for me is because he played Captain Ginyu with a card he shouldn't have played.
Yeah, because
he's
saying Ki Burst.
Right, which turns off all of your non-style cards for both players.
Yeah, which Tyler didn't know, and then overpowering attacked to get Ginyu, saw Tyler, or
he saw his hand.
Right, I know, I get
which
that.
Which you can't rewind.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
That's the part for me, is like, you can't undo that, really.
Right.
Yeah.
And I talked to Jason a little bit about it, and at first he said the biggest reason he would have given a game loss is because the deck got shuffled with the overpowering. But we pointed out that his deck had been shuffled
before shuffled before shuffle.
He felt better about it when we told him that. But seeing the opponent's hand, again, there's nothing you can do afterward.
And Tyler had said after the match, he's like, if I would have won, I would have taken a loss. He's like, I would have given it to him because it was all my fault. And he's like, I didn't realize
from
the card
a judging standpoint
that
it is on both players to remember the trigger for overpowering attack. So since they both missed it, can you give Tyler the DQ because it was to his benefit that they both missed it?
Mm.
You know, and they were his effects, and he was the one that picked up his deck and looked through it. That's probably still what I would do.
I don't know what the exact rule is there.
I think the rule is that Tyler would have gotten the game loss.
Yeah.
Feels like that's what it should have been.
If you're the player that picks up and looks through your deck when you aren't allowed to, you're the one that gets the game loss. So even if his opponent had used the Ki Burst, he still would have been the one that got the game loss.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that stuff's all crazy.
But anyway, that's not really what we're talking about.
Yeah,
right, yeah.
Sure. And the other thing,
it was a Swiss game. It didn't amount to anything. So that's
the person who got wrong ended up winning anyway. Right. So.
Mm-hmm. And on the other thing, I like to take away from that because everybody gets so obsessed with like laying blame and all that nonsense is they both handled it really well.
Yeah.
Like
they were
both
really cool about it. Like
they were
said,
both like Tyler saying that he would concede the game anyway, and his opponent being cool enough to want to play it out. Because he would have been totally in his right to take the win or whatever.
I don't know.
I respect the shit out of that.
I don't know, like, since I wasn't sitting there when it happened, the opponent might have been saying all along, you know, let's play this out, not to cue us, and then that's how they played it out is absolutely the right way.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, and he, like, that's just a really stand-up thing. Like, going a step beyond is a really cool thing to do.
Yeah,
so,
I mean,
whenever
you
see someone
do
that.
Player audio that the stream didn't, and they were like, yeah, like, I don't.
Right.
Tyler was like, oh my god. He's like, I didn't know. This interaction was like that, and
did he put Ki Burst to his Gen Con deck?
I don't think so.
Okay.
And then his opponent was like, "Yeah, he's like, I should have known that because I took that card out specifically for that interaction.
Yeah.
I couldn't. I don't even know what the judge there even said
until I'd read that card a couple of times too.
Yeah.
Justin, I realized it like 2 days before I used to say and sell it.
and it worked that
I was
way.
Like, wait a second. And I thought about taking it out, and then I was like, no, this is still worth it.
Still got too much endurance.
Yeah, lots of endurance.
And in that meta, the set 5 meta, there was so much it's shut off.
Yeah.
But
For sure.
Yeah, at the end of the day, we're playing a game and having a good time. Mm-hmm. So, to see both those players say, you know what, whatever happens, happens, we should still just keep playing.
That's what people should focus on.
That was what, like, I was trying to bring
up. How cool they both were and how respectful. Mm-hmm.
And that was just like a microcosm of the tournament, because I feel like almost everyone was like that. Everybody's cool. Nobody ended up having a situation where, you know, one player was kind of acting like a shit for one reason.
Yeah, and that's still, like I said, like,
that's the reason I play this game.
Yeah, because you get bummed out when you underperform, like when you do, you know, less well than you'd like. But it does, for me at least, nothing ruins my day. Like, I've never had a placement in a tournament ruin my day the same way that, like, power someone just being a total piece of shit to you, like, through the course of a game. Like, I don't even want to play anymore. Like, I'm just like, you have made this actively unfun in a way that, like, I just don't feel like participating for the afternoon or whatever.
I mean, that was kind of, like, why when I dropped at Gen Con, like, nothing against the guy I played, whose name I can't even remember, but he was just, like, he was just kind of cocky and, like, just kind of, like, aside from the fact that he just, like, steamrolled over me with an orange Yamcha.
Right. At that point, he was probably 0-3.
Oh, yeah, I was way back.
He was really feeling himself after that.
Yeah, so it was rough, and I'm like, I don't want to keep going. Yeah. And there was one match kind of like that at Chicago, too, but the guy was a little better than that, and then I ended up playing, like, God, I wish I could remember her name.
I know who you're talking about.
She was super awesome, and we had, like,
she gave birth recently.
I did not know that. No, I also don't remember the name. No, I'm thinking of someone else. It was some other girl.
Oh, you're talking about Rhea.
I think so.
Because I think you played her at
I think I played her at Chicago, then you played her at Gen Con, I think it was. Yep. She was awesome. We had a great time, because she had actually sat next to me in an earlier match in the day. So we had already kind of been like, hey, how's it going? Mm-hmm. But yeah, Chicago was a lot of fun, and so was Gen Con, and then everyone seemed to have a great time at Michigan.
Hell yeah. I'm already looking forward to next year.
Yeah, for sure. Like, it was my
hoping, fingers crossed, that there's another regional there.
Well, mm-hmm. yeah.
And if not, you know,
I'll go to Ohio if I have to.
Yeah, if they move it to Ohio next year, I'd be okay with that.
That's right. And, you know, at some point, like, we'll still have other streams there, which is still fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we'll be doing that stuff. Still maybe also dabbling in streaming other events at some point in the future.
Maybe world-level events.
Maybe.
I have no information to announce on anything. This is just, like,
there have been ideas that have been floated. I've said that we have floated the idea and talked about it in some regard, but nothing is set in stone.
So send your loving emails about what we should do with $100
if you want us to stream more tournaments that may or may not also include Worlds, send a bribe, care of Richard Williams. Yes.
Send a bribe.
As $10 American.
Green bribes.
red bribe.
That's right.
Send your red bribes to Richie Williams.
That would be good if we could start a mailing campaign where people send one card back to Panini. I'd be all about that.
Like, it's a good card I'd like to get rid of. Assisted Kamehameha. I think it's also going to be on my list of cards I want to go away.
Red Bribe might lose a little bit of playability with Enraged Cycling.
But gain some and new Dragon Balls to copy.
And
that's true.
Potentially the new Mastery.
Potentially. Who knows what that's going to do.
Mm-hmm. You know who this week is?
I don't know
what's on Friday. I want to say it's Hercules.
See if I can find that. But
I know that Final Flash and Goku's Search
are both Tuesday.
Oh, okay, so they are doing stuff this Tuesday. I couldn't remember.
Yeah, lesser, like, not full MP stack reveals.
Name cards.
Yeah, like, a couple other things.
Final Flash, highly anticipated.
Other website spoilers, I think, are going to start hitting also Tuesday.
Yeah, Tuesday is when those will go out.
Right on. So we might have a spoiler
Nothing to announce here.
Not yet.
Okay. Yeah.
I have nothing as of now.
All right.
This is recorded the weekend of September 11th.
Correct.
Maybe a friendly email we sent out on tonight.
Anyway, I was looking for the other thing, but that's fine.
Whatever. No worries.
Other regionals are coming up too. We just had California. This weekend.
NorCal or South Cal? SoCal.
All right, you know what?
It might have been SoCal.
Yeah, I was going to say I might be wrong.
I don't know.
It
was California. It was California.
One second. Captain Ginyu back on the map.
Yeah,
in
look
a
at
big
that.
Way. Not just earning an invite, shout outs to Kelly, but also there were three in top 16.
Three in top 16, one two in top four.
Yeah, like legit.
Dang.
And if my news is accurate, they all collaborated on those decks.
Yeah, I believe they all play in the same.
So it's not just a freak coincidence,
right? Yeah. And tag is really strong right now. Mm-hmm. There are a lot of interesting things you can do with tag in this meta. And people are kind of cheating on Ally Tech right now, so I get it. And it also shows why Ginyu was never on the elite list.
For good reason.
I was new. I was saying that even if Ginyu is like dog crap terrible, don't put him on that list because we've seen enough Ginyu. We don't need him anymore. Yeah.
Right.
Right. People don't need to be encouraged necessarily. Right.
He's had his moment. Mm-hmm. Apparently, that moment's not over. But
right. With both the success of Tag Ginyu and now restored Gohan sort of emerging.
Yeah, Gohan's coming up.
A few more of those were doing well.
Yeah. There was at least one in Top Gun. I know Matt Lowe bubbled out with restored.
He went 5-2 with very good tiebreakers and just happened to bubble out. but
I'm all about that deck.
Yeah.
I like it a lot.
It grows on me more every time I look at it, too.
I really like Brian's build. To grow a little bit more in the meta now, so...
What a new Gohan stack's going to mean for that deck.
Sure.
And some new Namekian cards, new Dragon Balls, new Gohan name card.
Because it heavily relies on that new level one, right? The movie level one.
Yeah.
It'll probably keep that one.
Right, well, the new Gohan stack needs more for restored Gohan builds more than it does necessarily that build.
Uh-huh.
Because it's just like, you need that level one if you're doing the ally thing. And the level two isn't terrible.
The level three is.
The level three is pretty bad. Yes. And in fact, you'll hit it, like, if you're actively mastering junk cards,
accidentally. It'll be a boost.
I was going to say, like, a new level 2 could change the deck a lot.
Right, depending on what the level 2 does.
But the level 3 will allow you to mastery more and be more aggressive about anger, potentially, which both are really interesting things. Or even run, like, an unleashed package or something.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
So that deck could, like, really explode next set. Especially
there's going to be a lot of restored and Gohan decks in our futures.
Right, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's real cool.
Props to everybody who's
all the restored warriors out there.
Yeah. That's right.
Restored again. More use than knowledge again in
really?
California.
Awesome. Yeah,
7-5, I think.
Ah,
yeah. We're doing it. Well, you guys are making it happen.
Knowledge going out with a whimper.
Yeah. And this tournament,
it's 108
San Gabriel
people.
Was the SoCal event.
Okay, that was SoCal.
Like technically LA, which is almost like mid-California, but the other one's north of San Francisco, so that's way north.
We'll call that the Matt Lowe regional.
Right?
Sure.
But yeah, right on. Good stuff. Very cool. And then other events coming up, like New Hampshire's next week.
Yep.
I thought about Colorado's coming up. And then, like, other ones to follow after that. Vegas is a couple weeks from now.
Yeah, Georgia.
Kansas remains. Georgia's still coming up. First term in October. That's the Georgia event.
Yep. Mm.
So there are no regionals for set 7, right?
The Dragon thing. There's the Dragon pre-event, which is the first set 7 event, and then the last chance qualifier at Worlds, like the day before, basically. Yep.
So yeah, another new deck. I mean, it's not a new deck, but another not the same deck. One, Jason Brow with Black Broly.
Right, which had not won a tournament previously.
I think it won Virginia?
Or got seconds. It was a while ago.
Okay. I was just going like in sequential order. We went from same Broly to Red Cooler to Red Ruthless Broly.
But those
to
builds
Black
also
Broly.
Could be very different. Like just saying it's a Black Broly deck doesn't necessarily.
Right. I haven't seen the list yet. I don't know what it
I
did.
I know the list Pickett used at Gen Con was like 40 cards different than the list I almost used at Gen Con.
Right. So there's just a bit of wiggle room into how you could put that deck together.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. For Devious.
So we'll see what shows up next week in New Hampshire.
Yeah.
Yeah. Those guys I know were big on Red Roshi when that came out. So it'll be interesting if
that deck
red.
Makes a resurgence just in terms of like
people
who come out
Red Cooler.
Right. Well, it could be Red Roshis or Red Coolers or Black Roshis.
Sure.
I know the Dennis brothers are probably going since they're on the East Coast anyway. So, and they're both pretty big on Black Roshi.
But. I like Black Roshi personally more in this environment probably than I like Red Roshi.
I don't love
either of them necessarily.
No, right. If you do run Red Roshi, you almost have to fill it with like a million blocks, which is how Red Coolers kind of
even
built,
like Al Gruden's right, the Red Cooler build that had like 15 physical blocks in it.
Exactly.
It's crazy.
It worked,
I guess.
Gotta shut down those Brolys, man.
Yeah,
needed them to beat that commie ball deck.
Going back a step, the thing that really blew my mind about Michigan, maybe more than anything. Not a single Roshi deck there.
Uh-huh.
Not in the events,
one.
I guess
not
the
a
whole
single
event
one.
Did not have any. Yeah, that's correct.
That's pretty funny. That's a
little Michigan
impressive.
Pride.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
And Michigan has all like our play group.
We never
like our larger
Roshi.
Play group has been pretty soft on Roshi,
which is kind of weird because I think he's
it's
really
not bad.
Good.
Yeah,
he's cool.
It's
just not the flavor we like.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. yeah.
We like really it weird funny. Up here.
We're kind of a tempo group.
Yeah, a little bit.
People pivot a lot.
Yeah,
and yeah, they do.
Bring a lot of weird stuff.
But
yeah, somewhere between tempo and like pure beats, like across all the players, probably.
Brandon Sushin, I think, went or came in second with Orange Option is like the perfect Michigan build to come out of that tournament.
Right? Yeah, it feels about right.
Mm-hmm. He worked on this at all, that was his
third iteation.
Yeah. Right. He had definitely done a couple passes.
I think I had played him at least twice with two slightly different builds of that deck.
Yeah.
Just at our local.
Mm-hmm. And I think the build you went with was fine for the event. Yeah. There's just tilt that deck in very specific ways.
Yeah. Right, yeah.
His version wasn't quite as bursty, like the one he ended up with at Detroit, as the one he ran at Gen Con that ran Unleashed. Yep. Like, uh-huh. That build is even scarier in terms of blowing people up, but, there's only so many slots for everything, so you've got to cut some other stuff to get that package in there.
A little more consistent with the Devouring Drills, so.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Definitely a little more methodical and a little less, explosive.
He really hated that Unleashed, or that Quick Blast caused Yamcha's Rescue to vanish.
Sure.
And that was, the thing that made him lean just more into Devouring
Drill. Completely legitimate.
Yeah, especially in an environment that is this beatdown-heavy.
Right.
Like, you definitely want to leverage those, so not putting them back in your deck to end combat eventually is
and
a real
if point. You saw the finals match, part of the reason he lost is all his rescues disappeared right away.
Yeah, he didn't get to really use them.
He couldn't cycle them at all.
Yeah. But anyway, it was a great event, Detroit. Congratulations to everybody who played.
Yeah.
Brandon and
Eric Jennings.
Yep.
Eric Jennings. Eric Jennings, our winner. Brandon Suchin, our runner-up and local friend.
As upset as I am that, a Michigan guy didn't win, I mean, we got three of top four, an invite, and a guy from Ohio won. So he's with that Ohio crew.
Yeah, I love the Ohio crew.
You're right. They've really kind of grown
Michigan.
Us.
Yeah, they're family to me.
They're all right.
They're okay.
Still, the other thing to walk away from is, the vast majority of players, period. In general, the people who I've had the pleasure of, having a conversation or two with are, if in the game, for the most part, just, pretty awesome, stand-up dudes. In general, very few complaints.
Thanks for not being your stereotypical game player assholes.
Yeah, that's right.
Exactly.
Antisocial,
if you're playing this
grumpy
game
weirdos.
And, even listening to us, you're all right, for my book.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. I'll suck in that. I agree. So we'll have more regional fun to look forward to, and I can't wait until those Set 7 events. It's going to be fun.
It's going to be wild. I've already seen a lot of people confused and maybe a little angry that they can't just throw their invite-winning deck at Worlds.
Right.
A lot of people did that last year. Mm-hmm. They can't this year.
Sure. Thirds of people last year ran the same deck that they won their invite with.
Right.
Not this year.
Get off your horse.
In fact, let's go into that part, because I think that's the part. So they made a bunch of stuff related to both the future of the game in general and Awakening, the seventh expansion for Dragon Ball Z.
Cell Games.
That's right.
Yep.
Set 7, Gohan is a badass.
Interesting that in their huge, preview post, maybe the biggest news wasn't even a preview.
No, right, and it wasn't something that they indicated was coming.
This was completely out of left field.
It came out of nowhere.
Uh-huh, but
it surprised
we're
me
having
enough.
Rotations.
Yeah,
sort of.
Right. Soft rotations.
Yeah, soft rotations.
What is the thing that they actually
the
called
frozen
the Frozen
List?
The Frozen List.
Because you can
the
sing a song
frozen
about it.
Frozen one?
Yeah,
that's right. Let it go. Take your Devious Mastery in.
Let
its hair down. Put it in an ice castle.
I wish I had a singing voice.
And defend it with giant snowmen.
I've never seen Frozen.
That's
neither have I, actually.
All right.
It's an all right movie.
Yeah, I've only heard good things. Anyway.
Moving on.
That's right.
So the only things on the list right now are the Masteries.
Mm-hmm.
And the post didn't really imply that anything else was inevitable, but it definitely said that other things will happen eventually.
And
so,
even went as far as saying some of those Masteries will come back.
Yes.
And also it clarified that currently there are no plans to ever blacklist MP stacks.
Yes.
So,
or allies.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So that's probably some other things.
Although
that
it
list.
Would be funny if we lost name cards.
Name cards probably going to stick around.
Banned.
Yeah.
That's right. Yeah, obviously,
that would be especially hilarious. Now
we're just reprinted as Spanish after you use 3 life card damage.
That would be awesome. Even just Spanish.
No, I think it's funnier this way.
All right, that's fine.
Oh my!
You can only use this updated.
This attack cannot be modified.
Mm-hmm. Recent printing of cards.
So maybe the most interesting thing, with these masteries gone, our options
styles
are
styles change.
Yes, everything changes. This is the biggest change to a meta they could have possibly done. Mm-hmm. Black Devious out.
Gone.
Right now we have Perceptive and whatever the new mastery is.
Mm-hmm.
So that's got a lot of players scared.
The new mastery.
Blue is still a big pivot. I really like the new blue mastery.
I love the new blue mastery.
I think it's really cool. It's right up my alley in terms of how I feel about interesting mastery.
That changes blue to a highly aggressive style.
Right, yeah, exactly. Yeah. But
super defensive.
Yeah,
pokey.
A very pivoty, it is not protective. It loses the anti-anger stuff.
Yeah.
It's not as defensive.
What I like about that one especially is that Prot was the favorite of the previous Blue Masteries, and they replaced it with another very flexible Mastery. That's flexible, exactly. Mm-hmm. So hopefully they do that with the other Masteries, too.
Mm-hmm. And one that also touches on some of the same themes. Like, it has some of the prevention, so it doesn't stop an attack, but it's a little bit defensive.
Right.
It maintains the discard effect, which is interesting.
Yes, which is good for the card.
And which, I'll be interested to see if they choose to do that same thing for the other Masteries that have effects like that.
Black
like, does,
and red, especially.
Yeah, does red still have an effect that involves discarding cards? Does black still have an effect that involves discarding cards?
I hope not.
Right.
Does the I don't care if that makes some old cards unplayable really bad.
Is the new Namekian Mastery, like, anger or rejuvenation related, or is it just totally different? Like,
right, probably different.
Yeah, I'm guessing that one was going to be weird and unexpected of all of the remaining Masteries. But
I mean, probably still ball focused, but I mean,
in some
whatever
in some capacity, I'm sure it'll have the words Dragon Ball on it.
Right, exactly.
Which is fine.
Yeah, like, maybe even Earth Dragon Ball.
Maybe.
Ooh. I mean, it could be like Optic Blast. It has a slightly different effect. Yeah,
sure.
Then you're getting wordy. Like
I mean, yes, but...
When are the Masteries caring about being
wordy? Did you wordier read than the you new need... Orange Mastery?
A lot of words on here.
Fucking paragraph.
I still don't know what it does.
There's a lot of stuff.
I wouldn't be surprised to see Saiyan pivot away from anger and stages.
So. Yeah.
Especially anger, because...
We've got two Masteries that do that already.
Yeah.
And I think Rampaging is still, like, solid.
It's good.
Like, it's more solid than people ever gave it credit for.
In a world without Empowered, I think Rampaging will do all right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and one more set of design behind Rampaging should help, too.
Yeah,
but, like, if people took Broly right now and played it in Rampaging instead of Empowered, I don't think they would feel drastically different about the results.
There was a Rampaging in Top 16 at Michigan.
And it was a good deck.
It was right. It was a fine deck.
When you watched it win, you were like, that could have been either Mastery.
Mm-hmm.
And it got to use the discard effect on Rampage to good effect, so I think people kind of underestimated
it. They were using Saiyan... Four endurance card, I don't remember.
Yeah, Saiyan Recovery.
Yeah.
Not that one. That one, too.
And Extreme Training?
No, the other one. For that one.
The event. Cards.
Guys, Saiyan has a lot of endurance.
Sure does.
You're talking about Saiyan Scouting?
Scouting. There you go. All right. Top deck some real good, nice cards every turn.
Yep, and you get the Broly modifier when you master those away, too. So.
Right, you can toss that as a
Goku modifier.
You can toss that as a
Vegeta modifier.
Yeah, because it's a non-style attack.
What? It's a brave new world out there, man.
Yep.
The thing I hated about it is now a benefit.
Although, at Vegeta level 1,
it would do one stage and two modified.
Right.
Yes, that's how much damage it would do. Yeah.
That's fine.
Yep.
Put an interaction. But yeah, no, I'm super excited, and I love the way that this conversation has gone, because when I've seen other, like, when people, I've seen the people complain about it, like, they digitally cross their arms and stamp their feet and like, oh no, this
Brave
is ruining
new world.
The game, I'm quitting.
Embrace it.
Yeah, like, change is good.
Live
That's what
it,
we said last
it.
Time, like, when we were talking about set 6 stuff and and when we were talking about the changes to sell and like all
right,
that stuff
basically.
And, like, near the middle of set 5, it's like, stuff that shakes up the environment is good. Like, it forces you to think on your feet. It forces you to not, like, run the exact same thing in all situations. Like, you have to pivot a little bit. You have to think. You have to
try new things.
Yeah,
cower in the corner under Namekian knowledge Piccolo.
Burn it.
New stuff is definitely good. Like, stuff changing up is not inherently a bad thing. And I think the way they're doing it is real smart, because they haven't stated that it's going to be like a 100% like block. Like, these cards are going to go away forever. They've in fact done the opposite, saying that, like, oh, MP stacks will stick around.
Don't throw away your old Masteries yet.
The text in the blog post implies that, like, they're going to take more of a scalpel than, like, a cleaver in terms of, like,
they'll pick and choose to tweak the meta sort of the way they want to. Or not even tweak the meta, but just say, hey, we're sick of Black Command.
Whatever.
That card right now is on the list.
Yeah, or whatever the thing might be. And again, they could do that for a while and then take it away just to kind of, like,
shake it up again.
Yeah, shake it up again. Like, keep people on their toes and you have new cards come out.
I think the Black Smoothness Drill experiment has been a solid success.
Yeah, definitely.
I hope they don't revert.
Yeah, just leave it, I think. It worked out.
The Smoothness Drill restriction. I like the way my opinion about
that will depend on what the new Black Mastery
is.
I guess that's true, too.
But if it's a garbage Mastery, then maybe it needs smoothest drill to keep it in the game.
Black needs smoothest drill to...
Right.
That's a fair point.
We shall see.
But yeah, and like that, a lot of that stuff, like specifics of what the card pool will be like, we can't know that until all the cards from Set 7 are revealed.
Yeah, we only speculate.
I 100% agree with the decision to do that. I think it's the right thing to do. And it's the right thing to do for multiple reasons. It's the right thing to do for the players who are actively playing the game, because change is good. Like, it'll mm-hmm. you'll see new builds, and it'll be fun right. and exciting. Like,
rewarding innovation.
Yeah, the game will feel fresher.
And,
because you'll just, like, you'll be forced to change some stuff up a little bit.
Not going to play against four devious decks in the tournament every time.
Right.
Or, you know.
It's going to be good for...
right.
It's going to be good for the health of the game, because that'll be more approachable to new players. Yeah. Like, we were already, like, pretty much on the edge of, like, look, you're not going to be able to get into this game. Like, it's just, like...
If I have one complaint about it, I think it doesn't go quite far enough for
that
them.
Reason. Yes, yeah,
it's
totally,
still
I agree.
Yeah,
it's I
almost
agree.
Impossible
at least
to get
right
into the
now.
Game. Right, depending on like what kind of remakes are in the future or what cards are in
like
the
that.
Starter decks. But
right,
yeah, it's a step in the right direction. But yeah, that'll actually also depend on like what the contents of the starters are, because
uh-huh.
they could totally have built
sure.
starter decks that are like
I hope they lean
B-tier playable
yeah,
tournament
exactly.
decks.
Exactly, I want them to lean as far into that like you a play set of orange stare
decks. Yeah,
sure,
like time and a set of stare down. I mean. Enough stare downs or confrontation to keep you in, which they did in set four.
Mm-hmm. Right, yeah.
And again,
the more they
even,
go in that direction.
Yeah, they wouldn't even need to have, like, play sets of those cards, but, like, basically,
just,
like, a huge list of every single thing in here is a thing that you could see in a tournament.
Yeah,
deck. Like, there's
yeah.
no chaff in,
exactly.
in the starter deck.
It's like the black starter deck from set four, only for every style.
right, yeah. No kidding.
Hopefully they see the set four starter deck sales numbers and think, like, well, we could definitely improve... just by doing that.
Yeah.
Sure. And I still liked those set four foils. Like, I bought some starters just for that reason.
Yeah, they were neat.
If they still put, like, cool images in a good new foil pattern, like, I have no
right.
problem doubling up on some old cards again
mm-hmm.
For starter stuff. And like you said, obviously, that will be the single biggest thing for new players is, like,
yeah.
how easy is it to get, like, a functional
right,
deck,
right.
like, right out of the box? How
yeah.
close can I be to playing, like, the real version of this game and not, like, a baby version that is, like, not really representative of how interactions work?
Right.
It's time to talk about assisted Kamehameha on that note.
We'll get there. Because
I have more Frozen.
Yeah, my last note personally about the Frozen list, other than those, is that it's a good idea from a trying to design a game standpoint.
Yeah, you got to simplify.
Because at some point there are just...
Some had to give.
The numbers are so high on combinations of things you can put together that it is...
So many of them are so scary.
Yeah,
right.
that it is...
And this will open up design space. So now you can make mecking cards that rejuvenate without having to worry about how that
yeah.
interacts with knowledge mastery
yeah.
and stuff like that.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It becomes an undeterministic... Like, there's no way you can possibly test over, like, a 2.5 month period or whatever, like, the half-life is
for, right.
like, designing and testing cards. There's just no way you can test interactions to the extent that you would want to... if you're not taking some cards out of the environment at some point.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Especially with the way that the set one was designed and balanced. Like, their design philosophy changed completely since
quickly.
It was created. And, yeah, immediately. So, removing that allows them to approach the game from the same angle instead of constantly still having to be like, okay... Well, we have to design these cards, but we have to keep in mind...
Right, all
XYZ.
These decisions that we made ages ago that don't really line up with the stuff we did before.
They
kind of
came back on it a little bit. Like, looking at the Blue Resolute Mastery, that's a set one type of mastery design there.
Up till now,
they've been trying to avoid just the flat modifiers on stuff, and it's
right.
on there. Which, you know, I don't
but
know.
But it's sort of...
Fine, but...
Right, but it is sort of half and halfway, because the other super meaty part of it, like the cycling part, is only
mm-hmm.
for styled cards, which is...
Right.
Which is cool. And completely, because you only get the whole effect by discarding a Scald
sure.
card. Like, another version of that would have been the half and half, like, discard a card to prevent damage, and you get the draw.
It wasn't that long ago
right.
we were saying, like, a way to curb black is to make that mastery style
yeah, yeah.
damage.
Sure,
right.
and that would be a thing, too, but I think...
We're not doing that now.
Right, and comparing these one-to-one, like, I
no,
really like
fair.
The Blue Does Loot Mastery, but
too.
It is not quite as good as the...
I don't know. I think it's right up there. I mean, it's hard to say, like, which is better or which is worse.
I mean, I would say Devious is... The discard
even...
is easier to use on Devious to,
yeah,
like, to target something important. Like,
mm-hmm.
it is very easy to deny your opponent an
sure.
action with Devious Mastery if you're even a little bit careful, whereas this is
right.
still, in most cases, a blind draw. Like, unless you stack
yeah.
the
mm-hmm.
top with positioning drill,
you
which...
Could.
And there are a ton of effects that get through prevention right now, so the prevention...
Yeah, if we start seeing more than that.
Yeah, it's also a little
meaningful.
Softer. Yeah, it's a thing that you can totally get around.
Although, as it was pointed out today, sometimes it'll prevent a lot of damage
yeah,
from a physical
the,
attack.
The way damage is calculated,
it'll
that'll take 8 off of a physical if it does lifeguards.
Right, stages and
lifeguards. Stages converted to lifeguards.
Right.
Mm.
So, I'm curious to see how the other ones are balanced and
mm-hmm.
what they look like, basically.
I hope they're all like that.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's
not,
hard...
Not like that, but, you know, in
equally
in
powerful.
That, right.
Yeah, because it's hard to judge all the masteries
yeah.
right now. And we're only comparing them now to the set four
right,
masters.
Right, yeah, exactly.
Which a couple of them, let's be
to
real,
to each other, yeah, to each other and their contemporaries, like, once
dead.
That cycle happens.
Yeah, I think...
Probably.
The new Orange
was
Mastery...
Was it ever actually alive?
Only for
David
that
Meckler.
Week where Orange Charge was not yet restricted or whatever. Yeah, and
yeah, we'll get
really
we'll get
Orange
into... Phil, do you have any... Or Kyle, do you have any other thoughts about... Frozen stuff before we move right into Orange Mastery.
I'm just interested to see what happens with it.
Right. I think it was a good thing. I want them to expand the list.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I especially like that they're implementing it before Worlds, so that
the
best players have to showcase the new meta.
Sure. Yeah, and I think the way that, in terms of timing, I think that is that's doing it 100% perfect. Like, removing the Masteries is the perfect thing to do. Like, doing it, letting people know right now is
right,
a perfect amount of time.
This is a great time to say
like, you've got months to prepare, so you can't say that this was, like, fucking sprung up on you out of nowhere.
Right, yeah.
And the fact
start
that they're,
testing now.
Yeah, and the fact that they're only cutting the Masteries is, like, a perfect half step between, like, they're not cutting a bunch of other cards, which would be a lot to keep track of between now and Worlds.
I bet we'll
but
see.
But they're cutting a very important subset that will make you build new stuff.
I bet we'll see some cards just added to that list for OP next year.
Probably. Oh, yeah.
Whether, no calling what they're going to be at this point.
Yeah,
but we'll
I am absolutely expecting before calendar year 2016 ends that, all right, here's our current, like, here's our plan.
Rotating ban list.
Yeah. Like,
I'm
here's
expecting
our idea
that
for 2017.
April of 2017.
Right. Like,
that's
when
actually
when they announce the regionals.
Right, exactly.
That's actually probably more accurate. You're totally right. And in fact, that would make more sense for them, too, because
they can wait and...
Yeah, and they'll be done with another set by then.
Right. Set something to balance around.
Will be out.
Yeah.
Sure.
Set 9 will be on the way.
Will be in
Man,
production.
That's weird.
I don't want to talk about that anymore.
That's really weird to think about.
Let's not go... Let's
set 3.
Out.
Yeah, I'm freaking myself
out. But yeah, that's awesome. So yeah,
Bojack MP.
We talked about the new Blue Mastery. It's really cool. I like the new Orange Mastery, too.
It's growing on me.
It's a little...
It's complicated.
Yeah, it is complicated. There are a ton of things about it that are neat.
Not as obvious as Adaptive, the one that's being rotated out.
Yeah.
I think my biggest complaint, and I'm not sure if I would call it just a complaint, but thought about it, it sort of replaces the Adept Mastery at what that Mastery did.
Oh, right, the tutoring thing?
Right, yeah. Like, that Mastery was sort of about keeping a lighter drill aligned and still being mobile in combat and all those things, and this Mastery kind of just does that, but better.
Sure.
Yeah.
Although, I guess, like, technically it tutors the opposite type of drill,
right? But in combat, this one can tutor any
combat
style
tutor drill.
Oh, right. Yeah. When you change
any
levels
style
or whatever.
Drill?
Right, any style drill.
Which is, more like you're saying, more open than Adept. And the other thing, my other big complaint about Adept was that... I think the idea behind it was that when you tutor a drill, you're like most likely going to tutor a useful attack buff. Or like you can use it defensively too or whatever. Mm-hmm. But
joint restraint or whatever.
Yeah, in doing that, like it's still kind of worse than your other options for like it's almost completely worse than Ruthless for
It's like a Ruthless Mastery
built in.
Except I have to
run cards and keep
my
them on
drill
the table.
You have to have a thing on the board and I have to go tutor for it with this Mastery's effects.
And most of the other bonuses that Mastery provided were just virtual, like not that much.
Sure. And this Mastery, Orange Retribution Mastery.
Cool,
so I'll try to remember the name.
Threat.
It also completely replaces the like it is much more versatile in terms of its level changing like drill protection.
Right.
It's just a straight
improvement.
Yeah.
It's just, you get it.
Like there will be technically scenarios where like, I would have rather rejuvenated a drill out of my discard pile, like that Adept could have done than one of your ones in play. But overall,
It's got a nice upfront benefit too Adept really needed or didn't have, but Orange really needed for that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Right, so you can run a heavy drill line and not worry about getting face rolled on the first turn of the game because you drew bad, because you'll at least have a little bit of a buffer. Or if your opponent's control, you could take something else.
Right.
Yeah, for sure. Orange Gohan can have 2 blocks on the board before the game begins.
Yep. Yeah. I love that.
Like, think about that for a minute.
And then level up. And get one of those blocks back if it feels like it.
Right.
So you at least don't... You can't search for it if you search... If you advance with Gohan, does it only triggers if you advance
during combat?
Change levels during combat.
Just gonna have to use the anger on the Mastery, though.
Yep.
That's right.
Or some unleashed.
I love how the anger's worded on the Mastery.
It's so perfect.
Like, I love how dynamic it is.
And it's a lot of anger.
Yeah, it's so good. Like, that's my favorite very subtle thing about it.
Yeah.
It's like, what a cool cherry on top.
I totally agree. I was thinking earlier, before these Masteries were shown off, one of my favorite things, even though I think it might have gone too far, is that Restore gives you 2 anger. And for that to be a good effect in orange, it would have to be Yume. Or sure. In this case, up to two is even better.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So, it's a Yume, but better. Right
exactly.
So the dragon's victory builds are really going to appreciate it.
Yep, that's right.
So orange can have some mobility now and still sort of be built like an orange control deck.
Mm-hmm. And I already like the idea of, like, they've already put a lot of support out there for orange anger. And, like, giving this master direct anchor makes that, like, the proposition of that build really
when
cool.
When you level up, you can search for a Captivity Drill. Yeah. You'll just have a crazy anger on the train every turn.
Oh, no! Mm-hmm.
There's at least three anger drills for orange.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they do weird different things. Yeah. Like Captivity Drill is the headliner, let's say.
Yeah, yeah.
Star player.
Yeah, no, that's a really cool card. I like the new orange master.
The complaint I have, and it's very hypocritical, is that it kind of eliminates, like, a hard drill build for orange, because it doesn't really support it the way Adaptive did.
It's definitely different.
Yeah, I guess so, but I feel like...
See, you can't really change levels and keep your drills.
Adaptive was kind of
crazy, it doesn't really
though.
Support building a board other than your lead-off drill.
Mm-hmm. I feel like at least we're currently at with the environment.
That's close to being eliminated already. Anyway.
Right.
And that's the wall I hit every time I went to build orange. Yeah. Like, even as early as set 3, I was like... Just, I don't want to dedicate this much of my deck to the board that could be wiped out or that, like, you have to get into play without just, like, dead drawing and being blown up on turn 2 or whatever.
Orange still doesn't have a way to filter its hands, really.
Yeah. I miss classic orange, where I just crab drills off the table and then blow them all up and win.
Right. You control, like, more than your life deck's worth of cards and drills by the time the game ends, and then you win.
Even if you made this as a deck that camped at one, like, starting with a drill in play and having the free stages or the free energy attack every turn is not a bad mastery. Like, that's comparable to a tag mastery, but for drills.
Mm-hmm.
And then the upward mobility on it just helps a little bit. Even if you get pushed off by a dig or something, hopefully you're running a useful level 2. It's the game design sort of encourages that now, or makes it hard to avoid. But also, you'll get to shuffle your drills back and start 2 or something, so you're not totally screwed if you level up.
For sure.
Plus, if... And I only just thought of this. Drills don't have memory, so if you level up mid-combat, you can reuse
the drill. Again. Like,
Or whatever other
drills. Drills aren't people.
Yeah, I did that in... In my run at Chicago, where I was running Red Ruthless with the... What's the
block forward stance.
With forward stance. I had reused forward stance drill in at least 2 instances in the same turn, just by replaying it with a red stop or a red freezing peen or whatever.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah. That's funny.
Which is a really neat thing to do. Yep. And yeah, this has that built in, which is really cool.
It's too early to predict what kind of decks are going to come out to use this, but I'm looking forward to seeing what they are.
As a lot of players have noticed, if you're Goku Orange right now, it's very hard to enter on you first turn, because you have the draw and you have a drill in play. Or Gohan Orange, if you're using
two cards on the table.
Yeah, exactly.
So. Like, this is the kind of utility that Blue Tag wishes it had.
And the thing I like about it is that both... Like I said, I like it holistically with the other changes they're making, because it would have been very easy for this master to get a little overshadowed. Like, people would have stuck to their guns. They would have been like, oh, Adaptive's so good. Like, why would I bother to
switch? If Adaptive still existed, I definitely would be more sour on this master.
And I love that it is definitely more dynamic. And the fact that they're, like, giving it breathing room, like, they're rotating some stuff out, people have to change up their playstyles.
Sure, I'll give it
a
try, just because I don't want to abandon Orange.
Right, yeah.
I think the same could be said about that's the blue one. With Protective,
Protective was like the go-to mastery.
And Restored.
Yeah,
right. Like, people didn't want to use Restored for a whole year.
Up until today. I mean, the balance has finally shifted a little.
Right, even though it was probably definitely
it's
the better
taken months, and months of propaganda to make it happen.
That's right. And at the very least, it was always more interesting. Like, I always thought it was more fun. And I feel the same way about this, comparing it to Adaptive.
It's definitely more fun.
Yeah, it is more clever. Like, it is more fiddly
You have to think about it more. You can just go.
And which is good.
As a small chariot, echoes Orange Technique Mastery from GT, where it starts with a drill and play.
Sure.
I always like little crap like that.
Yeah, I like the more decisions they can put into a card in a given turn, more times it requires you to make a very well-educated move, like, the better it is. And that was my least favorite thing about both Adaptive and, to an even greater extent, Knowledge Mastery, is that it just always does the thing that it does.
Yeah. Right.
And you have no constant choice in it. Like, the cards you draw are either good or bad, depending on how well they synergize with, like, the mastery in play of that turn. So your set of 3 cards will either be awesome or shitty.
I love Resolute Mastery for a similar reason, too, because it lets you filter any style of card as opposed to the old blue is only a combat card.
My favorite thing about it by far.
Tears open and the options for blue.
Yeah, it lets you lean into like slightly more setup heavy builds and stuff.
People remembering the blue fear existed.
Right.
Yeah, yeah. And blue has a lot of good setups and setup support and kind of was scared to use them, at least until Rushy came out.
Now it's definitely very easy. Yeah. I can see builds running three blue blockades now.
Yeah. And, and like you said, Kyle, blue has not even just that, but multiple cards like blue fear that do a good thing when they're discarded. That you couldn't necessarily pitch for
Blue Joyride
for protective.
I don't remember what that does.
Or it's bad.
Don't remember.
When you discard it, you get your next copied attack does plus four stages or something stupid.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
Great.
My decap does.
I was going to say, how does it synergize with decapitation?
It would still work.
Cool.
Still build blue, you can still build Blue Krillin, and he doesn't have a base.
Right, those Blue Krillins look a lot more interesting now.
All the blue Saiyans. We can go on that note.
Mm-hmm. All right, yeah, moving on.
The other non-personality reveal.
That's right.
First Ultra.
The other non-MP stack card. Assisted Kamehameha.
Goku's Destructo Disc.
I am way more down on this card than the other cards we talked about for the reason that I just stated. Like, I like the Masteries because they're interesting and dynamic. And I kind of am bored to death by this card because it does nothing interesting whatsoever. Like, it's a really good attack that is going to see a ton of play.
Yes.
But at the end of the day, it's just
it's
fucking
Destructo Disc.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like,
in
the last year and a half, who was playing this game and was like, I wish this game had more Destructo Discs.
Yeah, Kyle, that's 100% how I feel. It's just, like, such a dull...
The people who love Destructo Discs.
It is such a dull, like,
Destructo
Disc
loving players' characters agree. This is a great card.
10 out of 10 Destructo Disc loving DBZ players
agree. I guarantee people will like it more because Saiyans can use it.
Yeah.
The fact that Goku can
also,
do the
look
equivalent
at that picture.
It's a cool picture.
That is one of the coolest looking cards DBZ has
beautiful
ever had.
And it's going to be so shiny.
True that.
Mm-hmm. Although
it's going to affect the metagame in a huge way.
Yeah.
Yes.
Sure.
Yes, it is.
For some reason, it pops out to me more on this card than it does in the other one.
No head on Goku.
No, not even that. Like, the fact that they just use the Z
that's
as the
set
symbol for the set is like,
it's really
what is
weird.
Going on?
Right,
when in fact, it probably should have been this image of Gohan.
Yeah.
Like, that's what the set symbol should have been.
Uh-huh.
But they're not really trying to...
Weird
Goku
face.
That is the least meaningful. Like it matters zero. Like that. It's just weird to me.
I want the C with feathers coming out of it.
Now you're talking. They should make a set someday that has the Capsule Corp logo. Like that's just what the set symbol is.
Maybe that'll be for the Capsule Corp.
That'd be confusing with Endurance.
Mm-hmm.
Shh.
Yeah, that's true.
But yeah, I don't know.
I'm going to completely reserve judgment on this card until the rest of the set's released.
That's fine.
Who knows
I'm judging the hell out of it right now.
What else is going to interact with this? We could have Masteries
fire.
That reduce damage. We could have other cards that reduce damage. We could have more non-styled tech, especially after the Vegeta reveal.
Sure.
We could have more cards like Saiyan Keyburst or Blue Slide that interact with things in an interesting way. And for this card to be so powerful and so prominent,
I wonder what
tech
designed
it
into
really
it
fuck
to
people
balance.
Up. Mm-hmm. So yeah.
I definitely agree with that. Like I said, I personally would have hoped for a card that was more versatile.
Mm-hmm.
Like that's my real complaint.
It's going to do
about
one
it.
Thing, and it's going to do it really well.
Mm-hmm. But well, yeah,
like
we still have to wait and see what the other cards do.
You compare it to the other extremely good ultra rare attack, Dig.
Dig, dig, dig.
Dig does so many things.
Dig's so cool.
Yeah, it does.
And but the coolest thing about Dig is it involves a choice.
Exactly. Yes. No, that's what I'm saying. It does
that's
so
like
many...
That's one of the hardest choices in a game a lot of times.
Yeah, and it will
with the Dig early. Choice every time. You gotta weigh the options in your head.
Sure.
This, you just play it.
Man, I don't know if I want to give this Broly a level.
It doesn't matter if you play it first. Doesn't matter if you play it last. It does 5 damage.
Right.
Like, again, like, I'll just go back to... And at this point, it might not even been worth using, but I would love the idea of, like, an energy costing 2, and if you're a Saiyan, you choose one or the other. It can't
like,
be stopped or it can't be prevented. Like,
that.
How much cooler would this card have been if that were the way it was worded?
I'm not gonna disagree
That'd be
that.
Awesome.
That would have been pretty cool.
So...
I like to rail against deck cards in the game for being overly complicated, but it feels like this card needed more words on it.
And if you change it that way, it's roughly the same complexity, but it gives you, like, you can push guaranteed damage that might not be prevented, or you'd have to set it up to be unpreventable some other way.
Right.
Or you can push unpreventable damage
or
that, like,
use
you know,
high levels of Vegeta to make it the one that it already isn't.
Right.
Yeah. Oh.
Vegeta level 2 to make it both.
Mm-hmm. And that way you could have definitely made it not vanish after use. Like, it would have been totally fine. I don't know. That's all I got. I just wish it was more interesting.
I'm just afraid of a potential, really, potentially upcoming world where decks run 3 of this. A lot of decks run 3 of this, and it's not cheap.
Yeah. That's true, but too.
The economy of this card scares me, too.
Yes.
Especially, there are probably going to be four Alterers to set, like there are in every starter set.
Mm-hmm. So we're looking at one in eight boxes on a command man.
Right. Sure. And this is something that most of the decks that are running will run three of, almost definitely.
Yep. Yeah.
And it's the closest we've gotten to dig levels of, like, how ubiquitous a card might be.
I think it might blow it away, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, then that'll be strongly dependent on how they are. Although, I guess, pretty much every MP...
Six out of eight.
Yeah, are Saiyans, so.
I think.
Because, yeah, it's just Hercule and...
I don't see why Cell Jr. wouldn't be a Saiyan.
Yeah.
I'm going to assume that Cell Juniors are Saiyans and Namekian until we hear otherwise.
It's in the rule book. If you bother to look it up.
There you go. So, yeah.
Go look it up.
Six out of eight this set, plus there's, like, Broly and Cell from the last few sets are two of the best personalities, too.
Turles, Raditz, Nappa.
I think it is interesting. It doesn't really work that MPs well with named. Broly.
I know.
Sure.
Unless you're using Blue Resolute or something like that.
Put a bullet in them.
But.
That's true. I mean, it'll only work. I mean, it'll only
Goku
really
and both work with it, but.
But, like, only in the styles that either give it the modifier from Blue or Black, or, like, Vegeta will just run them.
Right, yeah. But, like, Cell and Gohan might not, or Trunks might not. We have no idea yet.
For sure.
It's we'll have to wait and see.
We're all kind of blinded by Vegeta and Goku right now for what they are compared to the rest of the metagame.
Yeah.
Right, but there's still, six MPs coming out that may not be like that,
exactly.
But also still that good.
Yep, or could reduce damage
right
again, or whatever.
Whenever your opponent performs an unstoppable attack, he discards 10 cards from his life deck.
Sounds good. Yeah. Sounds like good game design.
Mm-hmm. There was a card like that in the old game. It was I don't remember the name, but...
I know what you're talking about.
If your opponent has a card on... They can be used twice in play. He discards the top 10 cards of his deck. Majin Buu's Lugi, maybe.
Lugi. It's also speculated like we could get a huge drill type card too.
Yeah,
something that lets you stop stoppable attacks.
The game needs it, even more so than like energy pouch or
19's energy.
No, whatever. Enhanced reflexes.
Sure. And again, like the other thing you said,
you're right. In 19, there's a tech for assisted command, man.
Uh-huh.
Fair enough. Any of those like theoretical effects that you listed off could be the part of one of the masteries or one of the MP stacks that hasn't been revealed yet,
so.
And that changes the entire perspective of how you have this card.
The heavier you lean into something like this, the worse you're screwed up if it doesn't work.
If it doesn't happen,
It's definitely wrong to start condemning or overly
burning
things down and terror over cards. Being we don't have the context
for sure. Yeah. None of my and in fact we should move on from it for right now. But I just want to make it clear one last time that none of my criticisms about this card are about its playability yet because we just don't know.
Mm-hmm. I only assume it's going to be very playable.
I would think so. That would be my guess.
Hard to imagine it not being. Yeah.
Kyle,
but yeah, I just wish it was a little more.
By the way,
yes.
What happened?
Majin Buu's Lugi.
Oh, yeah.
If your opponent has a physical combat, energy combat, or combat card in play that can be used an additional time times this combat, discard the top 10 cards of your opponent's lifetime.
Boom!
It was a collector tin card.
Yes, it was.
Yeah, I remember that.
Oh, boy.
It's beautiful.
We're going to get three other Ultra Rares, and I got to imagine that their complexity will be a little bit greater.
And this, a couple of
seems like true dat. This seems like it'll be like a bread and butter, like...
Sure.
This is, like,
no
one
brainer.
Of the premier cards of the set. Like,
sure. I really hope that it isn't, you know, that, and then a card that's, like, true power, and then two level fours.
Four true powers.
Man, I
wouldn't... Dude.
I would be mailing Richie something other than bread bribes.
I'm just describing the darkest timeline here.
That's the ultimate, like, that's the nuclear option for the economy of the ultra rares in the set, if that were true.
Holy shit. Yeah, I'm hoping they're all really good, but hopefully a little more specific than this one.
Down, because I got the wrong ultra rare.
And I want to see people wanting to pull product to sell it too.
Yeah.
Like, if this is the only pullable ultra rare, nobody's going to want to buy product, and then the price of this one's going to go up.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody wants that.
You do the math in your head, and it just makes way more sense just buy them on the secondary market.
Even if they're $120. Oh. Hell, I hope not.
Have they talked about the name cards, Vegeta and Goku, are they rares? Are they dragon rares? Are they?
They haven't mentioned it at
all. Yeah, I don't think. I guess we'll know on Tuesday, right?
Yeah, we'll find out on Tuesday.
Probably before this goes up or very close to it.
Yeah,
so.
Unless we.
You'll have already known
tomorrow.
What those name cards do by the time you hear this, but.
Okay,
fine. We'll find
Flash
out then.
Is good. Oh, I bet they're both good. When's the last time we got a bad named card?
It's been a while.
Yeah.
It's been a minute.
I'll say, for the last couple sets.
Cooler's Rebirth is really like the bottom line of
16's You're Invited.
Well.
Car, that's like still just because of 16, though. That card, well...
There's a world where that card's good.
Yeah, I guess the meta has shaped in a way that that card isn't quite as good as it could be.
Yeah.
Also, 16 is real rough.
Taurus's Fruit.
Yeah, we're going back a ways
the
now.
Last two sets, that's one of the only bad named cards I can think of.
Android 18's card that isn't Toss.
Yeah. If you go back to set 4, you start to get some, but...
Sure.
That was
a year ago. Armbreaker,
yeah.
Yeah, it's been a while.
Hey, Armbreaker's okay.
Eh.
I would use it in an 18 deck today. It's a combat editor. It gives you anger.
Yeah.
Lower stages.
I think it costs stages, too.
No, it banishes off the top of your deck on hit if you want to end combat.
Okay.
I think you have to. And it lowers their stages on hit also. Two stages, I think.
Yeah. That's what I
recall. It's not the card 18 needed.
No. But.
Yeah, it really doesn't gel with her in any specific way, which is
fine. Anyway.
Yeah. Anyway, other than that.
Personalities also happens.
Yeah, and then we've got MP stacks. And we're at, it has been suggested before. We're not going to do a crazy deep dive on these, like every single card, just because we'll talk about some of this other stuff later, because we'll do another full set review once every single card image is out there. But
here's the short of it. Goku draw a card.
They want these
Vegeta
cards to be,
like, unstyled attack.
They want these cards to be playable.
Yeah, they're really good.
They were not...
Nope.
Not taking chances
here. They
didn't
mess around.
No. Mm-hmm.
And Goku is the most generically good stack in the whole game, probably.
Almost Goku definitely. Can do anything in any style, pretty much.
Right. There's
which I don't hate in terms of, like, having at least one of those.
If there is going to be one,
stack
it should be
like
Goku.
That. Yeah. I don't know
especially
how I feel
after the
at
past
point,
Goku stack.
Yeah.
Right. We had two very pigeonholed Goku stacks. They heard the feedback and went completely in the other direction.
Right, yeah.
That's a good thing.
This Goku deck will make you breakfast if you ask it nicely.
For sure, yeah. I'm totally okay with that. Like, guess what, guys? If you like Goku, you
Here's
can play as Goku.
You can play this Goku.
You can do him in whatever way you want.
You can take any deck in the game, put Goku in, it'll
play him
fine.
In the Namekian at your local if you
that's,
want.
Yeah,
we won't judge. Whatever.
So that's an extremely strong MP stack that I guarantee wins something without even seeing the other MP stacks.
You can plug him into the old stacks in any way
you
want.
Right,
to
also, it'll also be interesting to see where the old stacks mix in with this one.
Exactly, right.
You or not at all.
Especially for the very specific weird builds, because the obvious other one that could still slot in here is like old level 3 is good.
Yeah, old level 3 is
that
great.
That can go in a lot of things. Mm-hmm.
Old level 4 is interesting
especially
for like...
if you're orange.
Especially with Unleashed in the mix.
Both of the level 2s would like, I'm sure they'll find homes for somebody building something strange, but they're like way harder to justify because they're the most pigeonholy period, and they're also not that powerful just in a vacuum.
Right. Like I would replace the... set 4 level 2 straight up with this one even in an ally deck, like there's almost no reason not to do that.
Yeah,
for sure. And I wouldn't be surprised if someday set 1 Goku sees a little more play, but the new level 1 is so good that
it's pretty alright.
Like
it kind of takes the old Goku out back. the God Goku even.
Sure.
Yeah.
And I think it's funny that some people were upset about that. Like, I don't see why.
Yeah, a card that no one has used since the game has come out.
Yeah,
it's still maintained an $80 value.
Right.
It's just because it was a limited thing. Yeah. It was for like a day.
Collectors. I mean, interesting to see if the economy of that card changes at all. It shouldn't.
Right. Because nobody who was buying it before.
Right.
Sure. And I would honestly wonder, like, in modern terms, if that card is still worth that much. Because I feel like I haven't even seen one sold for a while.
I haven't looked. I have no idea.
Yeah,
people don't talk about it. It's pretty rare for collectors, but it's basically pointless from a playability standpoint.
And now, especially.
Yeah.
But like you said, Phil, especially that, like, even if this
other... about a God Goku deck.
Even if this level 1 hadn't existed, God Goku wasn't exactly blowing up the fucking tournament scene.
Right, that's even when he had the power level advantage, which has largely disappeared.
Yeah, he was big, like, set 1... if at all.
As big as he got, anyway.
Right, was the height of his power. And
I tried.
That wasn't much of a thing.
This is a B-tier deck.
Yep.
But all Goku's generic stuff is cool. Like, I'm totally fine with a stack like that. And I like the Vegeta stack a lot, too. Although he's obviously very geared towards freestyle stuff.
Right. I don't want to say they build themselves, but they're going to lend themselves to some very specific card uses.
Right. Sure. I think the biggest question when you're building a Vegeta deck is going to be, how much do you want to level? Or are you camping at 1?
Yeah, because that level 1 is very strong on its own, and you kind of have to put some work in to get that much out of his other levels.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, I had said that, like, if he's not... the one, he's one of a small set of a few MPs that, like, are the most comfortable at just camping on level 1 for an entire
game.
Like, it is very powerful. I like that it has a bunch of cool little tweaks to it too. Like
his poke is decent. Like, yeah, that attack's not meaningless.
Yeah, I like that attack. Poke. I love that it banishes a card.
Yeah,
like,
that's amazing.
Exactly one card of your choice as a secondary effect. Like that is 100% what I want a card like that to do.
I'd rather have it do that than top two or bottom two or any other.
And I really like the way his modifier works too. Like I think that is
that's
cool
an interesting
thing.
Way to.
Yeah,
not phrase that.
Yeah, not being able to have it modified by anything else is really cool, especially in a meta that might have heavy Goku in it. But it also guarantees that you're going to get whatever you're going to get out of your Goku.
Right, yeah, you know exactly how much damage stuff is going to do.
Your Galaguns are a known quantity. Mm-hmm. They're going to do 8.
Right.
It's pretty good.
Coming at you.
Not bad, right.
So.
8 and 2 crits.
Right, exactly.
All the time, forever.
Uh-huh. And an anger.
Like, dude.
Yeah, I really like his level 1. It works on allies, which is really cool.
Oh, yeah, right on.
Yep, so, like, your Tiens and Yamchas will be meaty, and your Chaozu will be freaking huge, terrifying.
Yeah. He'll explode.
Or even, like,
your
Icarus will do 3.
Yeah,
like,
sure.
That's fine.
Uh-huh.
So.
Yeah, it's good stuff.
Jimmy Firecracker, he's going to do a couple of damage.
He sounds like he wants to attack something.
Yeah. Microphone throw, energy attack. One power stage of damage.
Vegeta's 3 and 4 having their combat ending potential would be really interesting,
too. Yeah, that's a neat thing that you know somebody's going to try and build around.
Yeah, especially they potentially have some hit and run ability. Like, you don't really want to stop attacks when he's on his 3. Like, if he throws a Galakon, you're just going to use it again if you stop it. And his 4, you can just throw.
Right, you can just throw the Galakon.
Hit him with the Galakon and then unleash down a level in combat. Like, or you know, whatever other effect, red tandem.
In a lot of Vegeta decks, you can use Aura Clash as a combat ender.
Right, Clash of Wills. Uh-huh. All right, we're done.
Yep.
We're out. Yeah.
Goodbye.
Yeah, I really like that. So,
so long.
I think those types of builds are going to be a little bit harder for people to.
They'll be interesting.
Yeah, they're not going to hit the
scene. They're not going to build themselves.
Yeah, yeah, they'll take more effort.
Mm-hmm. And that's another, like, depending on how much of your deck you have to dedicate to that, which I would guess would be a decent amount in the theoretical scenario where you build for that and get stuck at level 1.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
yeah.
That's a raw situation to be in. So,
right. Like, or if your opponent's hitting you with blue decapitations for blue slide every turn.
Yeah. Right.
You're kind of fucked.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no.
But no, yeah, I really like both of the stacks. And again, like, that's all we have to say about them for now, because they're in the context of we've seen 2 out of 8. Yes.
I like that Vegeta's got the extra PUR, too.
Yeah.
And that Goku doesn't.
I like that, too, 100%. Especially since Vegeta has an attack that costs something at level 1.
Right.
But just in general, I also like that choice.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's just something about it that
feels right.
I like the difference in their early stages too.
Right. Yeah.
Like I like the level one Goku discrepancy between their power.
Goku hits E.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. E.
Yeah. He's real meaty.
And he hits D at freaking 7 above.
Nope.
That's strong.
No A bracket. Does Vegeta have an A bracket?
No.
No, he does
thank
not.
Thank God.
Cool. They printed an and 3 A Ds, bracket. Which is still pretty respectable.
Yeah, he gets to D pretty quick, so I mean, his power levels are
that
fine.
Fist,
even
though
they don't get that high.
Mm-hmm. That giant weird fist aside, card art. Severe upgrade over the set 4.
Look at how big those people are.
Look at all the dead space there's not.
Yeah, exactly. No more hilarious Trunks is the size of the PUR icon.
Yeah.
Although that image made me laugh a ton.
That was pretty good.
Set 4. Yeah. This is beautiful.
Yeah, I think everything since
so these all look pretty
set
good.
4, they kind of got their handle on.
For sure. Yeah, I'm fine with all the card art here. They all look fine.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
I'm not embarrassed to look at them.
They don't fill me
with
shame.
I don't outwardly hate them as much.
I'm still not in love with the design, but I can take it.
Yeah, it's better.
This is sort of a dumb thing, but I'm really glad Vegeta's 2 just gives you an anger. Like,
sure.
They could have totally printed him without that.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's already bordering on kind of like the void MP level, so without that anger, it would really look bad.
Right.
I think it's like a smidge better than that, but it's certainly the closest he has to an empty slot.
It's not Android 18 level 2.
Right. Without that anger, though, it...
Right. Helping him with a little more mobility, especially since, you know, Galakon has anger anyway, so you're already baking a little bit into your set. But
yeah, I like the activated part of it, though. Like, I like that an MP level exists that both gives you an anger and gives you stages and is manually triggered, so you can, like, position it where
you need some stages now.
Yeah. Yeah.
Gotta play this Galakon.
Yeah, I have to hit with this.
For sure.
Crushing Beam for 7.
Mm-hmm. Ouch.
Unpreventable.
We're trying really hard to make Vegeta's set 4 named card playable too, which name I'll never remember.
Vegeta's
Destructive
Blast.
Destructive Blast, yes.
You did it.
Did he also have anger in that set? Vegeta's anger, or was that a different
set? Was set 1.
Yeah.
Was it, I don't. Who cares?
Vegeta comes with his own leash package if you want it.
It's okay. He'll draw a card, which is more than a lot of bad attached cards will do for you.
Hooray! Yeah. Good for Vegeta.
For sure.
I don't hate Destructive Blast. I know there's a lot of other colorless cards that can take those slots too, but like. On his level 1 instant energy for 7 hit, you know, redo 2 redo two stages, which is pretty okay.
It's not bad. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And the, who knows how many more playable colorless cards we're going to get.
Right, right.
Mm-hmm. And set 7, so that stuff all remains to be seen. But yeah, I think that's a good...
Vegeta's final flash will just be Vegeta's lurking, search for 3 named cards.
But it'll be an attack.
Yeah, it'll attack,
oh,
for,
God.
For 0. Attack for 1 life card.
Yeah,
sure.
Exactly. Energy for 1 life.
Sure.
Man, I hope it's not like, it's like that awful Saiyan card, like, an attack for 0, search your deck for 3 attacks, your opponent banishes 2 of them, and you put the 3rd one in your hand.
Uh-huh.
Dude.
This attack is considered guns. Styled, so he doesn't right, affect it.
For one confusing moment, I was thinking to myself, yeah, I'll just run the old level 4 and then run Pesky Barrages.
Oh, right.
No, that doesn't work.
Nope.
Oh, the villain one?
He's a villain.
Yeah, it doesn't quite line
can't
up.
Can't mix
dude.
Them in this game. Right.
Pesky and Vegeta right. would be sick.
Damn.
Get dead.
You could still run Playful Punches and just not block with them.
I super don't hate Playful Punches.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Physical for 5 build. Life, gain 5 stages, lower your anger.
Yeah, that's solid.
That's some stuff.
I mean, you could still run Pesky. But
then it's just an energy for 6.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean,
that would be really stupid.
If you've already 7. Maxed out on Galaguns, Optic Blast, so and Crushing
you run,
Beams.
Yeah, all right. of the non-styled attacks.
Well, and even, like, Android Defensive Blast.
Yeah.
And
a couple others.
Or Android Headbutt, or...
Sure.
Yeah. Also...
Shoulder Slam?
No. Well, it doesn't get the double AT,
It would do single AT
yeah,
plus
right. AT oh, plus AT, so yeah. the second one is a modifier. Too.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh,
so, like,
yeah.
Devblow and Wallbreaker are just AT stages.
Devblow doesn't suffer... Well, neither of those really do.
Yeah, it doesn't really matter.
Mm-hmm.
There aren't actually, like, almost any colorless attacks that really matter. Stomach Crusher is probably the biggest one.
Yeah, sure.
That's not even a card people use. I was going to mention... The economy of a Vegeta also, if you're using him with Digs
that's
and heroic dashing punches
uh-huh.
and Unleashed maybe
and
probably
Kamehameha.
Definitely assisted
sure.
Kamehameha. Like,
Stack Box has the equivalent of like $800.
Right. Yeah. How many Lotuses do I have in my Vegeta deck, basically? So I really like heroic dashing punch with him.
I think that card's about to see a resurgence.
Yeah, for sure. Because the biggest problem with it is there were no
aggressive
MPs. Yeah. It's the same thing that happened with Dig in set 3.
Yeah.
When Dig came out, there weren't that many decks.
There was Turles.
Right, Turles didn't give a shit.
Mm-hmm.
And there was Ginyu.
That was it.
Which often didn't even stage pressure. So the card came out at like $50.
Yeah.
And then doubled.
It stayed there for a while.
Because other decks happened.
Mm-hmm.
So I could see that happening with Heroic Dashing Punch soon.
Mm-hmm.
Although
I will have
that's
bought
our mad
all
money
of them.
Tip of the day. Buy high on
I was going to say, I will have bought all of them on eBay before this goes up. So.
There you go.
Good.
Got it. And the other thing Dashing Punch has is that it's level 2 per deck.
Yeah.
So that slightly tweaks the supply and demand ratio
mm-hmm.
in terms of that stuff. But yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if it went up a little bit.
Right. Not just for Vegeta, but Goku.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody who wants anger and stage damage,
uh-huh.
which is
right.
going to be a lot of people.
Who knows what Gohan and...
Cell and Trunks.
Well,
it's
Trunks, yeah.
Hercule.
Yep. Hercule, for sure. Why not?
Yep.
Hercule stage pressure decks.
Hey, man.
Colin.
That's right. I still can't wait to see what Cell Jr. Ally does. I'm just assuming there is
was
one.
They haven't announced the villain allies, have they?
No. They haven't mentioned any.
If there were.
There could be no villain allies in the set. It's certainly possible.
The way they work these sets in, they get to the movie villain set, and that's where all the villain allies come from.
That's where the Salzas come from.
That's all right. The Salzas of the world. Dr. Wheelo allies.
I still wish we gotten, like, who was it? I don't even remember the name. One of those dumb... movie villains I wished had an ally.
Salt and Pepper.
No, yes. But
any of the Spice Boys.
Yeah, the Spice Boys.
We kind of skipped over those guys altogether.
Poor guys.
Yeah, man, guys that had starter decks in fucking the old game.
Completely owned the meta for a period of time.
It's the fun thought experiment is go find a card with King Cold on it.
Right, yeah.
Uh-huh.
In this game.
Yes.
Sure.
He's technically holding the sword in defensive burst.
I don't know if you can actually see any part of him, though.
You just see
completely erased from
he's
history.
There.
He's the Kadabra from Pokemon
yes.
TCG, but this, like, they don't have the rights to him because it's a magician.
No, I know. Yeah, I know all about Kadabra shit.
That's right. King Cole's contract was real expensive to Rio, so they were like, no,
white out on the cards when you need to.
Yep.
He was actually behind all the set 4 MPs, so they had to remove it.
Man.
That's why the pictures are so fucked up.
Exactly. He just photobombed all of them. It was just God damn it, King Cole.
Stop it.
Get out.
You know we can't print this.
Asshole.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to everything. I hope it's all on basically the same power level.
Right.
I agree.
It doesn't have to be that obvious as both of those, but...
Oh, yeah, and Vegeta's not... I mean, his power is obvious, but, like, is...
His strengths are obvious.
Actually building it could be really
the building's going to be pretty flexible.
Yeah, I think once you sit down and, like, crunch the numbers on how you put that deck together, it's going to be more complicated than you might think.
You're going to build it and be like, whoa, this deck has a lot of problems. Yeah. I'm going to have to rebuild it and rebuild it. And,
sure.
And even on paper, just, like, thinking about all those cards we talked about, the endurance line is going to be real light unless you build super opposite of that with every other card you put in that deck.
Energized strikes and crushing beams.
And talking about, like, how hard it is to build decks, now you've added 30 playable cards to Vegeta in decks where it's already hard to build, even with a very light colorless package.
Right, exactly.
So stuff's gonna get cut.
Yeah.
We shall see. But it'll be exciting. Again, those are the things we'll figure out. So yeah, I think that's gonna do it for now. That was a good wrap-up of the stuff we've seen so far. And like Phil said, I'm looking forward to all of it. And I think that from what we've seen so far of the cards released, and definitely the Frozen card format stuff. Like, I think that's 100% the right way to approach all this.
What a time to be alive.
Yeah.
This, it feels like when the game came out.
Yeah.
Like, everything was so fresh, and nobody had any idea what they were going to build or what it was going to look like. Like,
it's everything will change.
Wild West.
Mm-hmm. Anything can headplan.
Very excited.
That's so true.
Garlic could dominate the set 7 meta.
I already like Garlic with the new Orange Master.
Garlic
like,
Orange,
that's legit. Man, that's good.
Start at level 2, basically.
Yeah. Start at level 2 with a drill of your choice and play. Yeah. So cool.
That's real neat.
Golly.
Especially if, like, Goku's with assisted Kamehamehas are everywhere, because you're going to reduce a ton of damage.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I have a hiding drill in play. Garlic
your assisted Kamehameha did 2 damage.
Right.
Yep.
Oh, no.
Anyway.
Lorraine, I just figured out the Letter Writing campaign we need to start. We need to petition people to send their Garlic level 4s into Panini and scratch out the life card modifier. that's the real errata that the meta needs.
Make Garlic great again.
That's right.
Although if Vegeta 1 decks are everywhere, then the modifier doesn't do anything.
Yeah! We did it.
Wave your arms in excitement.
Sign language clapping.
Oh, man. Yeah, that's good stuff. But yeah, that'll do it for now, so we'll definitely be back with a full rundown of the whole set.
See you real soon, kids.
For sure. Yeah. It's gonna be a good time. So, thank you for listening.
I think Vegeta's terrible.
You did it. We'll be back later.
Not gonna win a single event.
Bye-bye, folks.